We're also joined by renowned public radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
Tony, the Pawsox ownership seems to want to move the team to a place where there can be nearby additional development. So does that rule out the possibility of the Pawsox staying at McCoy Stadium?
Yeah, I think it does. When we did the study back that came out in January, it did show that development was very, very limited in that particular area. And when the city took a second look, because we had to pivot from that. We were very much committed to McCoy, but it became very apparent that economic development was going to be the driver of this, and so we needed to find an alternative site.
We know that you, Mayor Grebian, the city of Pawtucket, is holding out hope that a deal can be worked out to keep the Pawsox in Pawtucket with a new stadium, although that's very uncertain right now, and it looks like the team will begin looking at other locations outside Rhode Island. One of the things that you're going up against is a poll finding by the respected pollster Joe Fleming that 63% of Rhode Islanders oppose using a public subsidy to build a stadium. So how do you overcome that?
It's an old adage. If you call everybody up and you ask them, if you do a study, said, do you like liver? The answer is no. But if you tell them that if you have liver and eat liver, you're going to live longer. Your children are going to be smarter. That changes the poll. It really is the question of the poll. Do you believe that a subsidy should be given by the public to a private enterprise? That question is probably going to have a negative response. But if you talk about, do you believe that public investment that will generate private economic development activity is a good investment, then the dynamics change. Actually about two-thirds in favor versus one-third against.
Let's go to Scott.
If we look closer at some of the revenue here, I think this is a reasonable deal at this point. But I'm wondering just the inside, what is, for instance, the amount of meals taxes and beverage taxes that you get now from McCoy Stadium? What further could you get if you moved it?
Let me give you a macro issue. The state of Rhode Island currently, between sales tax and income tax, personal income tax from the ballplayers and personnel, derives $1.9 million per year. The challenge that was given to us by Commerce Rhode Island through the governor was, you need to determine how we are going to fund the public's investment with new revenue. Not going to use the 1.9 that we're getting now, but that we had to use it through new revenue. So the new revenue figures, the enhanced, we'll call it the enhanced revenue, comes about as a result of increased attendance, investments in the local area in terms of restaurants, hotels and things of that nature, so that it generates additional sales taxes and additional hotel tax money, additional food taxes, and additional revenue to the local community in the form of property taxes.
Governor Raimondo has taken the stance now that there's not enough time left in the legislative session to look at the Pawsox proposal, even though lawmakers are unlikely to get out until late June. Is she telling the city of Pawtucket anything different privately? And if not, how do you convince her and the legislators to take a look at this proposal?
It's actually stating the facts. We've been working at this for quite some time. There's been difficult negotiations, and the state asked an awful lot of the city and of the club. We came to the table and met those challenges. It took longer than we would like, but in fact, the deal is what the deal is. Having been in the legislature for many years myself, deals can get done very, very quickly. The numbers speak for themselves.
I'm just wondering, has the club, Larry Lucchino, the president, the folks who've been negotiating, have they given you a fish or cut bait deadline here when they start looking outside of Rhode Island?
No, the only commitment that they gave to us is that they would not entertain any other offers from any other states in order to reinforce their commitment to Pawtucket. I will say this about Larry Lucchino.
So they're not playing you off against another city?
They are not playing us off against any other city. I know in the back of my mind, having, you know, knowing what the numbers are, my concern, very frankly, is if this deal is put before other communities, we're going to have a difficult time retaining the club. And it's not because they're threatening it. It's just the reality of baseball. You got to remember, Triple A and Major League, there are only 60 franchises, 30 major league franchises and 30 AAA. These are very desirable economic engines in all of the communities that these clubs are located in.
We're talking here with Tony Pires, Director of Administration for the City of Pawtucket. And to switch gears slightly, Tony, Mayor Grabian of Pawtucket proposed in his budget hiring a public safety director at the cost of $150,000 a year. The city council struck that from the budget. But why did that make more sense to hire a public safety director at that salary rather than putting more police officers on the street?
The budget also includes putting more people on the street, more recruitment, et cetera.
But if you're hiring a public safety director, that's a couple of police officers.
Well, but what happens is some of the administrative duties are also being done by uniformed personnel. Now, our game plan really was to reorganize the whole public safety infrastructure. Steve Paré, who came on board in Providence 6 or 7 years ago, he reduced the staffing level by about 8 people. He's running that unit, not the uniform folks, but just the civilian personnel. Between reorganization of the department, getting more officers on the street, a public safety director who is going to be 24/7 doing recruitment. We have a diversity issue in our city, and the only way we're going to combat that is by having a full-time director who's committed to giving greater diversity to our department. All of that and the fact that the city of Pawtucket very much mirrors statistically some of the crime issues that Providence is faced with. And there's been that overflow, and we have a number of shootings that weren't taking place before. Our command staff, police and fire, need to focus on the operations on a day-to-day basis. We need to have a public safety director who's going to look for long-term planning and looking how we can better diversify a department and bring our department into the 21st century.
The mayor asked for an 83-cent tax increase, so the council, I believe, shaved that down to somewhere near 70 cents or so, 73. But there's some pretty big pay raises in there for some higher-ups. I'm not casting any aspersions of you because I've known you forever and you're a very hard worker. But is it right to be asking for a tax increase at the same time you're jumping these salaries?
When I talked about resurrecting the city with other types of investments, the mayor's resurrected the city of Pawtucket by bringing in the very best possible people that he can bring in, whether it be a finance director who's won awards through Providence Business News and RIPEC, whether it be collections people. We have gone out and brought the very best possible people. And as a result of that type of investment, the mayor took the city that was running at a $12+ million operating deficit on an annual basis to where we now have a $12 million cash reserve based on the operations. That doesn't get done by bringing in political hacks. That gets done by bringing in people who will run the city, who will make the tough decisions, who will privatize trash collection and transfer stations and make the very difficult decisions to make a city government run more like a business. And that's what he's done. And in order to attract the kind of people that you need, you're going to have to pay.
We're almost out of time here, Tony. The city of Pawtucket hopes to use a new stadium to catalyze economic development. There is some good news in Pawtucket. There's a new train station planned for the Central Falls border, but there's been on and off proposals in the Tidewater area. If the Paw Sox don't build a new stadium, what does Pawtucket have to do to catalyze economic development?
Well, the ballpark investment is not making an investment in a desert. There's already significant opportunities in the city with the train station. We have 1 million square feet of empty factory space in the downtown area that we think will be revitalized. The ballpark, the synergies between the ballpark and the train station, we've already seen developers kicking the tires with that type of interest. We think that, not unlike what we're seeing, the renaissance of the downtown Providence area, we see that happening to Pawtucket as well.
All right, we're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Great to be here.
And the Director of Administration for the City of Pawtucket, Tony Pires.
Thank you for having me.